This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I never was interested in my younger days in ministry in Norman Vincent Peale, minister at Marble Collegiate Church in New York City, until I came here. Why did I become interested in Norman Vincent Peale? He was born in Bowersville, Ohio, which is right off Interstate 71 on the way to Columbus. And there's a plaque there as you drive into Bowersville, birthplace of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. Well, he tells a story that I read after his death that really touched me about staying with his grandmother in Ohio. He would go there every summer, he and his brother. And here's what he says about his grandmother. There was nothing fancy about her old-fashioned house, typical of Southwest Ohio. Her heating plant was a wood-burning stove. One side of you was as warm as could be, the other side was freezing. Never in her lifetime did she have modern refrigeration. Her butter and eggs were placed in a crock outside the door. She was a strong, simple, old-fashioned woman. My brother and I used to spend our summers with her. Now get this, after dinner, lighted with kerosene lanterns, Norman Vincent Peale said the grandmother would take he and his brother upstairs, put them to bed, and then she would get down on her knees by their bed and pray for them and pray over them. He said, you don't know what an impression it made on us to have our grandmother get down on her knees and pray. And she was holding a kerosene lantern and she would say, Lord, please be with these boys because they're going to be scared in a few minutes when I leave and the light's gone. It'll be totally dark here. But Lord, let them know that you're with them. They're not alone and that you're protecting them. And that made an indelible impression on his psyche growing up to have a grandmother said, it's going to be dark in 30 seconds. And he would hear her footfall as she would walk out the door of the bedroom and then he would hear her go down the stairs. And the light would just become dimmer and dimmer in total darkness. What a story about the faith of a grandmother. Here's the thought. Who will remember your prayers? You know the sad reality is in 2015, there are children growing up in Christian homes who will say, I never remember Dad praying. I never heard my mom pray. I never heard my grandfather pray. I never heard my grandmother pray. And that's the sad reality of life in our culture in 2015. And it's about prayer and about worship that we talk about today as we continue a series called Blueprint for Radical Life Change from the book of 1 Timothy. Today, Paul talks in chapter 2 about prayer. Prayer in the church. Prayer in your marriage. Prayer in your home. And I think it will speak to you in a powerful way. You're going to learn some things, I think, about prayer today that maybe you've never heard before. I urge then, first of all, Paul says, that request, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good, and it pleases God our Savior, who wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. Now here's verse 5, one of the most important verses theologically in the whole Bible. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all men, the testimony given in its proper time. And for this purpose I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I'm not lying, and a teacher of the true faith to the Gentiles. I want men and women everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing.
And so begins part one of this message on the blueprint for prayer. Our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org. You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.